For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests last week on the Century of Lies program was Charles Thomas, who heads up the Interfaith Drug Policy Initiative.
For all the politicians who are always concerned about religion and moral values and so forth, they were able to see that on this issue, on the mandatory minimum issue, the organized religion overwhelmingly is on the side of drug policy reform.
I want to talk about those who stand in support of eternal drug war. It is their policy that kicks in citizens' doors. It is their policy that ensures this black market exists. It is their policy that makes sure that overdose deaths are more likely to occur and that our children have easier access to drugs. Let's talk about the moral position of this drug war.
Absolutely. Well, we believe that it's wrong to punish or coerce anyone for what they put into their bodies unless they're doing something that directly puts another person in harm's way. But that ultimately, if someone's using drugs if someone has a problem with drugs, that should be a health issue for themselves and their families and their health care providers, and as far as their spiritual components to addiction and recovery, it should be something that people address through their faith communities or even just through their communities in general, that there are ways that people can truly help each other without needing to arrest and punish people. And that even if someone believes that any drug use is inherently immoral, it's still wrong to punish someone simply for doing something believed to be immoral. Religions have positions against all kinds of things. Various things considered sins by different denominations can include masturbation, dancing, swearing, and so forth. And no one is suggesting that people should be arrested and sent to prison for any of those things. And if you look at all the ways, as you mentioned, that the drug war actually makes things worse, that should pretty much show that, like Jesus said, is you judge a tree by its fruit. And when you look at the negative consequences of the drug war, that further shows that the drug war is wrong.
U.S. Congressman Dan Burton.
But I have one question that nobody ever asks, and that's this question. What would happen if there was no profit in drugs?
When the congressman asked that question, there was no one in Congress who could answer in any fashion whatsoever. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.